أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. We move on to a new chapter from the Quran. The name of the surah is Surah Al-Hajj. This is the only surah in the Quran that is named after an ibadah. Indeed, Hajj is a unique form of ibadah. We find that every ibadah we perform is either of a monetary nature or of a physical nature. So when we perform salah, salah is of a physical nature. It is an ibadah that is performed by our physical body. There's no money involved. It's not of a monetary nature. But when we look at zakah, on the other hand, it is of a monetary nature. It is not of a physical nature. The same applies with fasting. In the month of Ramadan, it is of a physical nature, not of a monetary nature. But Hajj is that ibadah that combines both. It is of a physical nature and of a monetary nature. And that's what makes Hajj such a unique ibadah. It is the only ibadah after which a surah of the Quran is named. So you don't have Surah Al-Salah, you don't have Surah Al-Siyam, you don't have Surah Al-Zakah, but you have Surah Al-Hajj. And this is an opportune time for us to study this chapter of the Quran as we approach. In fact, the month of Hajj have already commenced. The month of Hajj starts from Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, to Pulmat in the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. These are known as the months of Hajj. What does it mean that they are the months of Hajj? People start proceeding towards Makkatul Mukarramah during these months in order to fulfill the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the surah by informing us and reminding us of a certain quake, an earthquake, a really terrible and huge tremor that will take place. Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind, ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Rabb. Be conscious about your Rabb. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ah shay'un 'azeem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the zalzala. Zalzala means the tremor, the earthquake of as-sa'ah, of the final hour. Allah says, it's shay'un 'azeem. It is really something great, something that should not be taken lightly. Now, we know that the shaking of the earth and the quaking of the universe will take place on more than one occasion. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the quake and this tremor. Allah has named an entire chapter after this tremor of the final hour. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks also of a quaking, of a tremor, of an earthquake. But that is the earthquake that will mark the resurrection. So the earth will be shaken to its uttermost. Allah says, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. There the earth will be shaken one in order to remove and in order to expel whatever is within the earth. This is referring to the shaking of the earthquake that will mark the destruction and the end of the entire universe. And Allah says about it, shay'un 'azeem. It's going to be something really, really great, something really terrible. It's not going to be an ordinary quake and an ordinary tremor that we experience in this world every now and again. Allah says about it, the horror, the terror, the greatness of it. He says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَبْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَةٍ. Allah says it will be so frightening, it will be so great. You will see it. You will see this tremor. And what will you see? Allah says you will see every suckling female, كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ. Every suckling female, a woman, who will be suckling her child, who will be breastfeeding her child, the tremor will be such that even though she will be so closely attached to the child, Allah says she will forget, amma arda, she will ignore, and she will cast the child aside. Absolutely have no concern about the child, even though we know what level of concern a mother has for the child, especially during the infancy of the child, when the child relies and depends entirely on the mother for the breast milk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. You will see every suckling female ignoring, casting aside, forgetting about the child that she breastfeeds. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Allah says, every pregnant woman will abort her fetus. Allah. Can you imagine how intense? Sometimes the woman, out of shock or because of a certain event or because of an accident, because of the trauma that she experiences, she aborts the fetus because of the trauma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the trauma and the terror and the concern will be so intense that a pregnant woman, تَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتٍ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا, a woman who will be carrying a fetus will instantly abort the fetus child at the quaking and the shaking of the earth. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. Allah says, and if you will see people on that day, you will see them in a state of intoxication. You will imagine them to be drunk, in a state of stupor. They will be like walking around lost, like zombies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, completely off balance, completely disorientated. You will see people sukara. Sukara means in a state of drunkenness. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. Allah says, but they will not be drunk. They will not be walking around aimlessly and in the state of disorientation and walking, sideways and without any balance. Not because they are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that will be really intense and severe. The terror and the horror and the fear will be so intense, will be so intense. It will be at such an extreme level that you will see people moving about as if they are drunk because they will be captured and gripped by the fear of the quaking of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the blessing.